Spirit of the Lord ministered to me yesterday. He said, a lot of people have been burned in the arena of giving and receiving because sometimes they've experienced what everybody else has experienced. You know, they've experienced people manipulation and things of that nature. And this isn't because something happens to you in one arena doesn't mean that's the way it is in every arena. And you can't shut yourself down. That's like if someone persecutes you, well, I'm never going to talk to anybody ever again because I got hurt from one person. You have to overcome. Amen. But also, a lot of times, what I'm finding, the reason why things don't always work is because we're not successfully transferring the jurisdiction of that offering. That jurisdictional transfer has to take place. And without that, you're not going to see the fullness of what God wants to do. And I really encourage you, if you haven't been in the last couple services, to get the teachings online. And I encourage you to open your heart in these areas and understand how the kingdom works. Because the first thing you do when someone starts talking about kingdom finance, kingdom multiplication, you fold your hands and say, oh, this preacher just wants my money. Listen, if you're giving to a preacher, you're missing the whole thing anyway. Because if you're giving to a church, you're missing the whole thing. You give to the kingdom. You give to the Father. If you understand how to give properly, it's between you and God. If you take the church and the preachers out of the equation and learn to give to the kingdom properly and effectively, you'll start seeing the blessing of God come upon your life. Amen? You'll start seeing things happen. And we'll teach you how to interact, especially these last couple of teachings. Wednesday night, if you've got credit card debt, you really, really want to listen to Wednesday night's teaching. We have it posted online. I'm going to talk to you more along the lines of kingdom multiplication. You have to believe in these things. I'm holding the promises of the kingdom multiplication in my heart. I'm prophesying and decreeing. I'm speaking to the mountains, but I'm also speaking to the operations of kingdom multiplication. I'm calling the increase of his kingdom, his government, his kingdom. There's no end. Say the increase of his government and kingdom. There is no end. Listen, true kingdom finance has glory around it. True kingdom finance has the glory of God, the presence of God, and the operations of God around it. If it's just dealing with money, it'll lose the glory. But if you're dealing with kingdom finance, there's going to be glory around it. And there's going to be a reciprocal relationship with you and the Father in the kingdom of God. And this is the way God designed it to be. Amen? Glory to God. So when I was talking to this pastor the other day, you know, I have never heard things like this. He goes, I've been in the ministry for a while. He goes, I've always given. I said, yeah, but there's more than just to give. There's jurisdictional transfer. There's watching. Watching, because a lot of times God's going to move your mountain with something far less than what you're looking for. And I'll show you that today, again, that principle. It's just like when he fed the multitudes and he fed the 5,000 men and women and children, including women and children, he fed them with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He was trained to see the kingdom in those 5 loaves and 2 fish. If you're not trained to see the kingdom and what God brings you, you'll miss his answer. Because a lot of times someone's praying for the whole, and very rarely does God give the whole up front. He'll give the seed for you to operate with. But if you miss it and you don't understand how he works, you'll miss that operation because you're looking in the wrong place. Amen. So what we got to do is refocus. Say refocus. We have to retrain our heart. And they're different operations, and you put them together, they work beautifully. Amen? Today I want to get into the Elijah and Elisha. Because these were forerunner mantles of the kingdom. Both of these mantles, both in Elijah and Elisha, they were forerunner mantles. And all of their mantles are available to the least of those that are in the kingdom of God. All of their mantle is available to us when we learn how to function and operate. Amen? Give God glory. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing today. I mean, I feel the oil. You got to have oil on your life. Listen, if you're dried up all the time everywhere, probably your finances are going to dry up too. If you get dried up, it won't be long. Your finances will show up dried up. You have to live full of oil. If you stay full of oil, it'll overflow into every area of your life. It'll overflow in relationships. It'll overflow in favor. It'll overflow in goodness. It'll overflow in mercy. Amen? You cannot afford to be dried up in this hour. You cannot afford to be cracked and dry. You got to stay Stay in the oil. Look at your neighbor and say, stay in the oil. Stay in the oil. Say, get me in the oil. And go to church like a place like this where there's oil, praise God. You'll tell sometimes, like, God called me over there. It's all dead and dry, but he's called me. I'm like, God doesn't call you to live dead and dry. He calls you to life. If they're dead and dry, that's by a choice they're dead and dry. Amen. 2 Kings 4, they were in the middle of a famine. The sons of the prophets, and she came to Elisha saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that my servant did fear the Lord. Look at that. He feared the Lord. And he was a servant of Elisha. And he walked with Elisha. But he had debt and creditors. And back in them days, when you left debt, the economy, this bankruptcy didn't absorb it. They would sell the sons and daughters to work off the debt. Can you imagine that? That's how mammon is. Mammon has no mercy. Debt has no mercy. And she was living under that, and he left all that debt, and the creditors is come to take unto him my sons to be bondmen, to work off that debt. That is mammon. That's what mammon's ultimate goal is to control our lives. That's what debt does. It wants control. In this particular, it wanted to own everything. How'd you like as a mom to have to give up your sons and daughters to go work for decisions that were made by you? That's the way it is. She came to Elisha, and good thing there was an Elisha in the earth. Amen. It was a good thing there was Elisha. And she came to him. He says, tell me, what can I do for you? He says, tell me, what do you have in the house? Notice what he said. What do you have in the house? Now, she thinks, just like Philip, just like Andrew with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Remember, he tested Philip, and he said, from where shall we get bread to feed all these multitudes? And Philip goes, hey, he looked in the bag. 200 penny worth is not enough. And then Andrew comes in here. Notice he said, he goes, there's a lad here with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But notice what he said. What are they among so many? Say, what are they? If you do not train yourself to learn how to operate in the kingdom, you're always, always, always thinking God's going to come in and wipe everything out in one fell swoop. The rider of the white horse is coming in. He's going to wipe everything out, lift you on a mountain, and you're forever going to be free of finances. That very rarely happens in the realm of miracles. But if you'll train yourself on how the kingdom works, say the kingdom, you have to understand, notice what Elisha said, what do you have in your house? And what was her response? Same thing as Andrew, same thing as Philip. Everyone say, I'm not going to respond this way no more. I'm not going to do it no more. Say, no more. The handmaid said, I don't have anything in the house save a pot of oil. Say, I don't have anything but a pot of oil. See, Elisha knew what kind of anointing he carried. He understood how the kingdom could multiply just the same way the Lord knew, representing a new covenant of believers that understands how multiplication works. When multiplication is involved, multiplication can take something small and make it great. But it can't be just reduced to just giving alone. There must be an anointing there. There must be understanding of how it works there. That's why a lot of people have sown, 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 and things don't happen for them because they don't get into the multiplication aspect. You got to get into the anointing. You got to get into the glory of it. Amen. You got to get somebody operating in it that understands something about it. Amen. He says, what do you have in your house? She says, I don't have nothing. That was number one. She's missing it right there. Had she been trained like Father's house people? Did she from the Father's house? She say, I got a pot of oil and it's enough. I got a pot of oil and it's enough. Every time God brings me something now, especially when I'm doing this debt, this debt multiplication thing, or actually kingdom multiplication against debt, when we're doing this thing, I'm looking. And like I said last week, when God brought us $100, we're paying off our car. We're moving towards that now. And he brought $100. I said, it's enough to pay the whole car off in the kingdom. $100 is enough to pay off multiple thousands of dollars. Why? because you understand how it works. Amen. If you don't understand how it works, you'll go eat that. You can have a good meal on $100, but you just ate God's solution to your problem. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, amen. God has a solution. Now notice what he said. Oh, I love this. Verse 3 will radically revolutionize your life if you understand it. He said, go, borrow vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, because ain't nobody got nothing during this time. That's Texas slang. Ain't nobody got nothing. Because there's famine, even empty vessels. And he says, borrow not a few. He left her harvest up to her. She was in full control of her harvest. If she borrowed a few vessels, that was going to be her harvest. Listen, kingdom, you can write this down or remember this. Kingdom multiplication has no limitation. The only limitation kingdom multiplication has is you. He left her harvest up to her. Amen. Boy, if that kind of anointing showed up, that anointing has showed up. But if God said, go borrow vessels, I'd go borrow all your empties. I'd go all through the city of Houston, then I'd go to Austin. Then I'd go to San Antonio, and I'd go to the Big D, A-double-L-A-S. I'd go to Beaumont, and I had to go to Louisiana. I would stack pots as far as I could see. Because when God starts pouring, that oil is going to pour until there's no pot left. The oil's not going to stay until there's no more container to receive it. Amen? You have to broaden your horizon when it comes to God. Amen? Because when increase in multiplication, see, Elisha knew he was going to set that in motion. As soon as he said it, say as soon as he said it. I love verse 4. I really love verse 3, but I really love verse 4. He set the multiplication. He gave her. She was in control of her harvest. It was her belief system. What if she would have just gathered two or three vessels and said, that's enough? For some people, two or three vessels is enough because that's what they think. Other people, two or three vessels is just getting started. Your harvest in the kingdom is all around your vision. Amen. Everyone say, broaden my tent. Stretch forth the curtain of my habitation. Broaden my tent. Broaden my vision. Broaden my vision. Broaden my vision. Isn't it amazing how the kingdom always takes something small and makes something very big of it? Amen. Glory to God. Now, I will tell you, sometimes when preachers preach things like this, a lot of times they're doing it because they themselves really don't know how to prosper. They just know how to get money out of you with a doctrine. Now, I've seen that. I understand that. But then there are ones that understand how to plug in to kingdom multiplication. And when you plug in with it, they know how to get what's yours in the kingdom. You got to understand that principle. That's some more Texas slang for you. You must understand that principle. That must transfer. Watch verse 4. And when you've come in, notice this, and you've shut the door. Say, shut the door. Look at your neighbor, say, shut the door. Now that is foreshadowing the operation of New Testament believers, because he says, when you come in, shut the door. Why would they shut the door? Because in Revelation, in foreshadowing, You're bringing that oil into a place where that anointing is. You're bringing those pots into the place where the oil flows. For us in the New Testament, where does the oil flow? Right hand of God. We got to come through the door. We got to shut the door. When Jesus said, when you pray, enter into the sanctuary. Enter into the inner sanctuary. Shut the door. See, that was a foreshadowing type of jurisdictional transfer where that pot of oil, before that pot, you bring those pots in, shut the door where the oil is. get in there where the oil is, make the jurisdictional transfer. Without that happening, you can give, and it won't work for you because there's no jurisdictional transfer because your pot hasn't come to the place where the oil's flowing. Amen? How many of you gave in seasons and nothing happened? Then you give up on the giving. You give up because a lot of times we're not making that successful jurisdictional transfer. That's something I'm going to ask you as a body to begin doing before you come to church. When you know what God has spoken to you, take time before you give. Don't just write a check out here. Take time with your offering. Listen, it's something that represents the labors of your life. Take time and bring it before God. I've had people start calling me since this series, and I'm calling people, and they're saying, will you work with me on that? I said, yeah, we get up on the phone into the glory. And they said, I said, you feeling that? I said, yeah, I'm covered. And they have their offering in their hand, and they're getting in the kingdom involved with it. Amen. Get the kingdom involved with what you're doing, and things will start happening. Amen. Everyone say, believe. Sometimes people are wearing trespasses concerning this area because they've been burned, and you can't preach through a trespass. They can't hear you. They're shut off. You got to reopen again. You got to trust. It's hard to trust when someone's burned you. Don't trust me. Trust God. Trust the Father. If you trust the Father, things are going to go well with you. Amen? So she says, shut the door. Bring your sons in. Start pouring. Take that one little vessel that you didn't think was enough. Take those little five loaves and those two fish. Watch what God brings. Don't ever discount anything. What's the first thing the Lord did when he had the five loaves and two fish? What's the first thing he did? What's the first thing he did? Gave thanks. Received it, gave thanks. He said, that's enough. You have to learn to start saying it's enough. Stop getting your paycheck on Friday and murmuring over it. The last thing you want to do is start murmuring over it. Stop doing that. When $50 comes in, stop murmuring over it. Start giving thanks. Say, Father, this is enough. This is enough. Start learning to say that. Start learning to see that. With the kingdom, the very smallest things is enough. Amen? Got to learn that principle. Because listen, when that gets into the kingdom, it's going to multiply. Amen? Glory to God. They shut in. They started filling the pots. And started filling the pots. They filled the pots. And then, I mean, just like that oil was flowing, just like those five loaves and two fish, they kept pouring. She goes, this little pot. She found out in a hurry. All I have is this little pot. Started filling pots 10 times the size. Over and over and over and over and over. When did the multiplication stop? When her limitation came to an end. When she stopped gathering, the limitation stopped. When she had no more vision, the limitation, the increase, the multiplication stopped. When she came to the limitation, to the ceiling. But that oil was flowing. I would say, Father, listen, when you're dealing in the arena of kingdom finance, it's not just mechanics. You've got to get the anointing involved with what you're doing. You have to get the glory involved with what you're doing. You got to get faith involved with what you're doing. You got to get understanding involved with what you're doing. Amen? And you got to get connected with God. Listen, there's somebody in here. I saw you at the base of a mountain, and that mountain's like 100 times bigger than you. 100 times larger than anything you've ever faced right now. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to you, that if you will re-engage, take your first step to re-engage union and begin to believe and understand how the kingdom works, I will move this mountain with you, says the Spirit of grace. Not for you, but with you. We will co-labor together and this mountain will move. And in fact, it is the Goliath that's going to promote you, saith the Lord. You're going to be promoted out of this season. You're going to come out as a trailblazer, saith the Lord. You are not going to drown. We're going to do it together. Every day I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, if you'll put your hand over your heart and say, I'm not alone in this. I'm not alone in this. I'm not alone. You may have been alone when you got in that situation, but you're not alone now. Everyone say, I'm not alone. The oil is upon me. Learn to get the oil upon your life. If you don't get the oil, that oil, what's it feel like? It feels like what's flowing in here today. It feels when you learn to get the oil upon you. I'm in the oil right now. Hallelujah. I'm up in the oil. So you can get this part right. You give of yourself. The Macedonians did that. They were in a great trial of poverty. Great affliction and great poverty. He says this, they gave of themselves to the Lord. When this happens, this is the first thing that happens. The alignment of the kingdom. When you give yourself. Once this happens, then you can start functioning and flowing. What happens is people don't want to do this, but they want all the benefit. The kingdom is designed for those who dwell with union, that dwell in the presence of God and the glory of God. That widow woman didn't know how to get it, but at least she knew how to get around somebody who did. Amen? And that's what happens. You get around. A wise person walks with wise people. Get around somebody that knows something about it. Amen? Glory to God forever. And stop just listening to anybody tells you. You do this, you do this, it's all going to happen for you. A lot of times, they don't even know how to work it. They just know how to work it from you. Understand the difference. Amen? And things will go well for you. Life, I see this body is about to flourish and multiply. Say, flourish and multiply. Flourish and multiply. When I'm in the presence of the Father in the mornings now, this blessing comes on me and I feel it. I'm like, Father, I feel this blessing. I feel tangible blessing on me. I feel it. Feel it, Father. Release it right now in Jesus. Release the blessing. Sometimes in the kingdom, it has to be called. Some people are so mechanical. The anointing could slap them upside the head. They wouldn't even know it's there. You got to get connected. When the anointing comes in, sometime I'll be talking to somebody. Anointing will come on me. I'll just. And they're just going like this. And I'm somewhere else. I'm trying to connect. And I'm like, oh, man, I really like to hear what you got to say. But what he's saying is much greater. Because I get sucked up into the glory. See? And they're just going like that. And sometimes the glory is so strong. I'm like, how are they talking? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Listen, if you're in left field in the middle of this service, you better get in the right field right now. You better get aligned because right now you can catch something that'll shift and change you. Because there's anointing floating up in here right now. I feel the presence of angels in this place. Sometimes the kingdom belongs to those that are in tune. If you don't get your frequency in tune to the kingdom, you'll miss what's coming down on the radio. You got to get your frequency in tune. How do you tune your frequency? You got to be aware. When I bought this car in December, I wasn't even looking at that car. I was looking at something else. I was actually looking at a used BMW because I'm over there looking at BMW and I see this red car and I'm like, whoa, what is that? And then the top comes down. I'm like, ooh. So I went and did this research and it popped up and they had it all on a good price and everything. Bam, 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 bam. It's all done. Now I see these cars all the time. I'm like, there it is. There it is. Because I got tuned into the frequency. I didn't even know that car existed. I'll be honest with you. I didn't even aware, but now I'm completely aware. How many of you drive a car, you see your car, you're aware, your frequency is tuned. It's the same way with the kingdom. You have to get connected, and in your frequency, you get tuned into the frequency of the kingdom, and you get tuned into the frequency of the kingdom, things happen for you, because you're tuned in. Amen? The Lord's trying to tune us in today. Put your hand over your heart and say, tune me in. Tune me in, God. Tune me to the voice. Tune me to alignment. Tune me into the favor. Tune me in. Tune my seed in. Everyone take out your wallet right now. Checkbook, whatever, just take it out. I'm going to ask the Spirit of the Lord to do something for you. Hold it before God. Father, I hold this before you. I was in worship today, and the Spirit of the Lord said, this house is going to receive a great blessing. Father, tune. As a point of contact, everyone holding this represents your job, your livelihood, your investments. It represents your generations. Father, tune us in. If you're watching by internet, tune me in. Tune me in to the kingdom. Tune my finances into the kingdom. Tune my heart. Tune me into the ways of the kingdom. Tune me in. Father, grant me the capacity. Tina spoke on capacity on Friday. Grant me capacity to be tuned into the frequency of kingdom increase, the frequency of kingdom multiplication. There's a frequency, says the Spirit of grace, for all that understand the ways of my spirit. When you walk in the blessing, there's a frequency. All the paths are paths of peace. All the ways of wisdom are ways of pleasantness. Today, there's a tuning in to the frequency, says the Spirit of grace, to the frequency of favor, to the frequency of increase, to the frequency of divine multiplication. Tuning out of the world, tuning in to the kingdom. How many feel that tangible glory in here? Raise your hand. You feel that. You should feel that in here. You should be in tune with that right now. And there is a suddenly upon you in every way, says the Spirit of grace. There is a suddenly upon you, says the Spirit of grace. Know and understand heaven will always report the victory before the earth will, says the Lord. Feel the victory in the Spirit. Receive the victory in the Spirit. Be clothed in the glory, says the Spirit of grace. I see the stirring of the waters now. Father, let the stirring of the waters begin. Stirring of the waters right now. Stirring of the waters. Stir the waters now. Let there be increase. Let there be multiplication now. Father, release waters full of color. Full living waters. Father, let your government release now into, let your government release into their business right now. Let your government release. Now receive the oil. Receive the oil. Receive. Receive the government of increase. Receive the government of divine multiplication. Put your hand over your heart. Everything I do is blessed. Every place the soles of my feet tread is blessed. Now listen, with the increase, there must be rest and there must be harmony. Without rest and harmony, you have to carry the weight. When the kingdom brings it in, you don't carry the weight. Father, let the government come in. Let the increase come in with rest. Let it come in with the rest. Let it come in with the harmony. Ministerial, governmental harmony among the staff. Harmony in the staff right now. Harmony right now. Harmony. Every crooked place. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to all of you, if you will ask me and seek me to tune you into the frequency of favor, before you go out into the world system, you'll start seeing a major turnaround in the way you do things, a major turnaround at your place of employment, your own businesses, even your ministries will change, says the Spirit of the Lord. But you must seek me and spend the time for me to tune you into the frequency of that day. I have manna for you if you're tuned in to it, saith the Lord. I have goodness for you if you're tuned into it. Do not tune in to murmuring. It will kill all kingdom frequency. Unthankfulness, says the Spirit of the Lord, will kill all kingdom frequency. Offense, unforgiveness will kill all kingdom frequency. Understand the ways of the world will kill the frequencies of heaven. The voices of the offended, do not receive them. For if you receive the voice of an offended person, it will deaden your senses to kingdom frequency. I am in a place of revelation. I've never spoke about this before, but I'm seeing it very clearly. Father, please let me see this when I come out of the anointing the way I see it right now. Please let me see it. I want to see this. I want to understand this. I want to know it. There are men in every generation that hit a frequency of God. It shifts their generation. They come into a frequency. Some people, you wonder why they're so blessed. They learn the frequency, saith the Lord. They learn the frequency. They learn the frequency. I will tune you in as your high priest, saith the Lord. You cannot find these without me. I'm tuning into another one right now. Glory to God. He said there's a birthing frequency. There's a birthing frequency. Hear this, intercessors? There's a birthing frequency. Help us, Lord. We need the wisdom of the Holy Spirit for the frequencies of heaven. The frequency, it's kingdom frequency, is what it is. Peace, says the Lord. Rest. You'll always find my frequencies if you walk in my peace. Love will open you to all frequency. Grace will cause you to abound, saith the Lord. I want you to abound. I want you to walk in the fullness of all that I've paid for. I will release wisdom in this hour, unlike any generation has ever had, saith the Lord. I will bring wisdom to walk with me in this final hour, a light and a glory that you have not seen come upon my church, but you will see it, and many like you will see it. There's a light coming, a great, great light that no darkness can penetrate. You will see the frailty of this world system. You will be ahead of every move the enemy makes against you. You will be in front of him. You will know his plans and his schemes before it ever presents itself to you. This is a light for my final church, a lampstand with seven eyes. There'll be plenteous oil, saith the Lord. Oil that you feel now in the Spirit. Oil that you feel flowing today. This is the continuous oil that will be upon my church in the last hour. Morning, noon, night. You will sleep in a rest, in a glory, in a peace. Heaven will surely come to earth. Surely. All that I am will come to where you are because you came to where I am. I will come to where you are. And not I alone, my Father and I will come. Heaven. The glories of heaven. The grace of heaven. The fullness and the power. You will not have to speak in the way you had before. They will know it by the atmosphere you carry, by the fruit that comes from your tree. The world will know I'm with you. This is a day. Remember this day, says the Spirit of Grace, for it was the turning point. Remember. Remember this hour. Mark it well, says the Spirit of the Lord. Mark it well. What a glory that's in this place. What a glory that's in this place. What a glory that's in this place. What a glory. It's in this place. Oh, the 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 glory. It's on my face. Oh, the glory that's in this place. Oh, the glory that's in this place. Oh, the glory that's on our face. Oh, the glory that's in this place. Oh, the glory that's in this place. Oh, the glory that's in this place. Oh, the glory that's on our face. Oh, the glory that's in this place. Oh, the glory that's in this place. Oh, the glory that's in this place. Oh, the glory that's on our face. Oh, the glory that's in this place. Oh, the glory of your grace is forevermore.